The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Peivov. The Gemara in Daf Peivov discusses that Arba Chalukei Kapara. If a person is over a mitzvah asay, and he does tshuva, eino yizoz misham ad shemeichem lei. He has a mechila before he leaves the spot where he did tshuva. If he's over a mitzvah leis asay, so tshuva is teile and Yom Kippur is mechaper. If he's over on an aveira which has krisis and misas bezin, so tshuva and Yom Kippur are teile, and the yisurim which he has are memarik, they complete the wiping out of the aveira. However, if someone chas v'shalom is a chil Hashem biyadai, so then tshuva Yom Kippur and yisurim are teile, and misa is marekes, misa clears away the aveira. The Maral in Nesiv HaTshuva in Perik Gimel explains that the Yisoid, all of these Chalukei Kapara are logical. He says that Tshuva is a Mekarev, that Tshuva brings a person close to the Rabbeinu Shleil. So if a person was over a mitzvah say, he's lacking the Kirva, the Aveda that a mitzvah say does. So Mela Tshuva can make up for the kirva that the mitzvah say was supposed to do for him by doing tshuva. He's shav, he returns to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, and he creates that closeness, that relationship with the Rabbeinu Shleilam that he's supposed to have. But if a person's over mitzvah's leis asay, besides for the fact that he was not niskarev to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, but he was pashut mitame his neshama, he was mirachik himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was malbish onto his neshama atuma. The Maral says earlier that the pasuk says b'chol eis yu b'godecha levonim v'shemen al reishcha al yechzar is referring to mitzvahs aseis and mitzvahs leis aseis. Every person has, the neshama has a malbush. We find in many places such a concept, the malbush of the neshama. The malbush of the neshama can get dirty, can get stained by a mitzvah, when a person is eiv mitzvahs leis aseis. When a person's eiv mitzvah say, he's lacking that extra hiskarvus. B'chol eis yu b'gedecha levonim taish the maral means don't do mitzvahs leis aseis. Keep your begodim clean. V'shemen al reishcha, v'shemen reishcha al yechzar means that the extra shemen, the extra pleasantness which is supposed to come from a mitzvah say, make sure you're not lacking in mitzvahs aseis. So memela tshuva can be mekarev a person who's lacking due to a bitul mitzvah say, but the tumah, the richuk, which is on his begotim, which is on his neshama, that has to be washed off. That the Yom Kippur has the kayach to wash it off, and therefore Yom Kippur is goymer the kapara from mitzvah leisa say, because it has the ability to remove tumah, to remove richuk. If a person is over in aveira sheyesh by karis, or sheyesh boy misa, so then the person has a heder in his neshama. He's missing something. In other words, the pshat is that since his guf was chayte in such a large way, so the only way to have a kapara is if we take away from his chias, we take away from his life. So the way the Maral is Masber, Mali Kotle Palga, Mali Potle Kula, by giving him Yisurim, we take away from his Chiyus, we take away from his Chiyus, and therefore that can be take away the, it's a Kiyum of the Mida Kenege Mida that was coming him to lack his Chiyus. However, if a person, Rachmal Oslan, has a Chil Hashem, so Chil Hashem is the whole steer to the entire Bria. We were created to be Mekhachi Shei Shemayim, and this person was a Mechal Hashem, so then the only way that he can have a Kapara is if he becomes a Heder, he becomes a nothingness. The Maral says that by the person being Nifter from this world and leaving over HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moloi Kol Haaretz Kevaydai, so that makes up for the Pigam, Chil Hashem. He says that you made it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom was smaller. So by the person becoming smaller, so that leaves HaKadosh Baruch Hu bigger, so to say, Al Kol Panim, that Avera, the person has to be totally Nifter Min HaElam. When you learn this Gemara, the Rambam brings the Kepshutei, it seems that the only Eitza is exactly as it says in the Gemara, that a person has to have Rachman Al-Tzlan, Yisurim, or Misa. If you look at Rabbeinu Yoina in Shaar Revi, Rabbeinu Yoina discusses Eitzes, that a person could get a Kapara without having to have Yisurim and Misa, and these things will accomplish the same as the Yisurim and the Misa should accomplish. Rabbeinu Yoina says in Shaar Revi, in Siman Yud Aleph, he says that if a person's Avera increases in Misa's Bezdin, so then Yochin Libay, he should prepare himself Latzais Mitzvais HaMagiyis Menai Yisurim. He should do Mitzvais which protect from Yisurim. For example, Tztaka, which we find Tztaka's Matzal Mimavetz Kal V'chaymer from Yisurim. Gemilos Chasadim, Chazal tells G'dayla Gemilos Chasadim Yoyse Menat Tztaka. So a person has to be asking Gemilos Chasadim to be Oizos Chaveray Ba'atzosai Uvehishtad Lusai, knows by giving good Eitzes or physically getting involved. And then he's be Isaac Birkir Chaylim, Kfuras Mesim, Tanchume Avelim, Simchas Chosim Vekala. And he says, Kineged Kula Mitzas Talmud Tayr L'Shem Shemayim, if a person learns Tayr L'Shem Shemayim, so all of these can remove a Gzeiras Yisurim. Rabbeinu Yoina also says that if a person fasts, he cries in as part of his tshuva, or he holds himself back from Tanuga Ilam Hazeh as part of his tshuva, so then those things can also take the place of Yisurim. Because also, like we said from the Maral, that the idea is to take away from Mischias, to take away a little bit from the Geshmak. So Mimela, by Tzemais, Tainius, crying, and Minias Tanugim, so that can also work B'makayim Yisurim. And what's fascinating is that in the Siddur HaGro, he says a very interesting Tahara. He says that when we daven every morning, we daven Slach and Mechal. We don't say Kaper. On Yom Kippur, we say Val Kula Meloy HaSlichos Slach Lanu, Mechal Lanu, Kaper Lanu. So in Siach Yitzchak, he says that Kaper in Lashon HaKadosh, the Ramban says a Lashon of Pidyon, a Lashon of exchange. He says that Kaper Lanu is that we're being mispalled to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, that the tainus that was fast on Yom Kippur and should be B'mokim Yisurim. Hashem should be paid to the Yisurim with the tainus, and that is the Derech, Al Derech this Rabbeinu Yoina. He says the rest of the year we don't say Kaper, because Kaper sounds like during the rest of the year when we're not fasting, it would almost be like a Bakashat Yisurim. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us Yisurim. But on Yom Kippur, what we're asking is that the Tzayim should work instead of these, instead of Yisurim. Rabbeinu Yoina also says that if a person has Yisurim Chas V'Shalom, if he is Mekabel the Yisurim Ba'ava, so that's also Mima'et from the Yisurim. When Rabbeinu Yoina gets on to Chil Hashem, where the Gemara says that it's Einem Meskapeloi Ache Yomus, so over there also Rabbeinu Yoina says that if a person is going to be Oisek in Torah Lashma, he'll be Marabin as Limud HaTorah, so with be Hegyoinai Tamid B'Torah V'Giyasai Bay, that can be Mechaper even in Avera of Chil Hashem. And also being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim constantly can take away the Avera of Kiddush Hashem. Menachas Chinuch brings B'Shem this Sefer Tosi Yom Kippurim, a very interesting Shaila. The Gemara says that if a person is over a mitzvah leisase, so and he does tshuva, so tshuva is Taila and Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So, correct the Tosi Yom Kippurim, what's the nafkamina whether he had a kapara or he didn't have a kapara? L'chayra, calls when he's alive, so he's not going to go to Gehenna anyway. The moment that he dies, so if Yom Kippur is mechaper, so Yom HaMisa, which is even stronger than Yom Kippur, is definitely mechaper. So what's the nafkamina whether Yom Kippur is mechaper? What's his matziv? What's he lacking between the Torah and the Tshuva and Yom Kippur? So the Minchas Chinuch says very interesting pshat. Minchas Chinuch says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mida is that he's mate klapi chesed, he's mave rishayim rishayim. The first avera, two averas, he takes off the scale. So if he dies before Yom Kippur, so this avera would still be on the scale, and when you weigh the person whether he's mechza or mechza, so these averas are still going to be on the scale, and therefore will be negea to that judgment. What's negea to the maver rishon rishon when he dies? If the misa takes care of the avera, so those averas are going to be negea to the maver rishon rishon. Masha'enkein, if the tshuva happened before he died, so then it does not go on the cheshbon. If the tshuva was chal with Yom Kippur before he died, so it does not go on his cheshbon at all with the geit to the maver rishon rishon. The emes is that l'chayr is a posh teretz to the kash teis Yom Kippur. The Rambam says very clearly in Perik Shvi, he says kama meula milas hatshuva. How great is tshuva? Emes hoyizem muvdol me'Hashem l'kei Yisrael. Yesterday he was muvdol. He would daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wouldn't listen. And today he's medubet b'shchina, he's tzayik v'nene, he does mitzvah that mekabel say b'simcha. The Ram writes earlier, yesterday before he did tshuva, ha'yosoni l'fnei amokim, mishukitz, meduchik v'te'eva. Today he's ov, nechmad, karev v'yedid. If a person's a te'eva, so the Chinuch writes that he's lacking in siyata d'shmaya. We all know the Shitas HaTosfos is that every year of Rosh Hashanah there's a din of on a person's ruchnius, whether he's a ben olam haba. And the Bali Musar explains, it's very negev if he's a ben olam haba. Megalgulim schus la'idei zakai, how much tiyata d'shmaya he has, whether when he gets hanoas gashmius, it works against him, or it works against his mitzvahs, does work against his mitzvahs. Are we trying to get rid of his averus in this world, or are we trying to pay him for his mitzvahs in this world? There are many nafkaminas where a person is holding. So l'chaira, between tshuva and the Yom Kippur, so maybe some of these milas he has. When the Rambam says, G'dayla tshuva mekarevas ha'odam, so maybe some of these milas he has. But it's a very big nafkamina where he stands when he does his relationship to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, whether he's a total Baal Tshuva or not. If he needs Yom Kippur to take away the end of the Avera, so then it's Negea to all of these things. And Bifrat, what's Negea to Chilul Hashem? So one could ask, what's Rabbeinu Yoina's Maila to take away the Avera with Tshuva? Let the Yom HaMisa take away. So the nafkamina is how a person lives his whole life. Does he live his whole life b'rotzen, or does he live his whole life shaloi b'rotzen? I just wanted to be meisif one more prat. There's a gewaldige chiddush in Rabbeinu Yoina, which all the achrayim bring down, that Rabbeinu Yoina is the baal mechadish of this piece. The first part of what Rabbeinu Yoina says really is a gemara. But Rabbeinu Yoina teaches up that what do we mean that misa is mechaper? Which part of Misa is Mechaper? So Rabbeinu Yoina says that me'eis she'nofla olav emas moves yesh le'kapar. That from the moment that a person has that fright that he's going to die, he already has a kapara. And the kapara takes place before Misa. The emas ha'moves creates the kapara. And when he actually dies, so he dies at tzaddik. And with that, Rabbeinu Yoina explains a Medrash Sheikh HaTayv. The Medrash Sheikh HaTayv in Tehillim says on the Pasuk, we're talking about when the Goyim kill Yidin, so the Pasuk says, B'sar chasidecha l'chayisai aretz. that the goyim give the basar of the chassidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chaisei aretz, to be eaten by the animals. So he brings a medrash in Tehillim. The medrash in Tehillim says that this pasuk is referring to Rishayim. But kivan shenasa behen hadin, since the din shamayim, they were killed shaloi kedin, so then they all of a sudden become like a chicha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noikim from the Rishayim like they killed chassidim. The emphasis is kamat the same Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Nosnu es nivlas avadecho maichol oifa shemayim b'chsar chasidecho l'chay seyoretz may avadecho may chasidecho. Who are these two people, avadecho and chasidecho? So over here the Gemara says that chasidecho and chasidecho mamish, avadecho are the ones who were rishoyim, but they were killed by goyim shaloi kedin, and therefore they become avadecho. Rabbeinu Yehuda tightens up, how do they become avadecho? Not stop an automatic zak with the misa. The taich is because the emas moves is the kapara of misa, and since the emas moves is the kapara of misa, lucharet staff oiskumen. Then, if a person is in a situation where he has emas moves and he's nitzel from the emas moves, so he also has the kapara of misa in this world. So Rebbeinu Yehuda learns up that it's the emas moves which is mechaper. Just wanted to say that L'chaira, if you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is mashma that Misa al Yidei Goyim is Mechaper without Shuvah. Misa being Mechaper without Shuvah is Machloikas Rebbe and the Rabbanon. We hold like the Rabbanon and Misa not Mechaper without Shuvah. How, and that's the stima of the Gemara that we just had. However, the Gemara over here, which refers to people who are Nerag al Yidei Goyim, the mashmois is that it works even without tshuva. And the Medrash Sheikh HaTov is also mashma that it works without tshuva. The shaila is that Rabbeinu Yoina says, when he brings the Medrash Sheikh HaTov, Vosa Chasidecha, he says, V'him nerag v'hisvade lefnei meisai, me'eish shenofloi emas moves yesh lo kapara. And then he brings Vosa Chasidecha. It's mashma that the emas moves is only mechaper with vidui, with tshuva, and on that he brings Vosa Chasidecha. So bishleim, in a regular case, that's pashat. That person in the stam mace, so that vada needs tshuva. But l'chayr Vosa Chasidecha, the case where they're killed by goyim, that l'chayr, the pashas mashmois, the sugya in Sanhedrin, and the pashas mashmois of the Sheikh HaTov is that it does not need tshuva, that the misa alone is a mechaper. So it's an aura. I once heard from my yeshiva, from Rav Meir Sternshlita, that he wanted to teach up that l'chayr there's a steer between the Sheikh HaTayiv and the Gemara. The Gemara says avodecha, and the Sheikh HaTayiv says chasidecha. So the yeshiva was saying that maybe in order to get the higher darg of chasidecha, that needs tshuva. But I'll call upon him, the pashtus of the Gemara in Sanhedrin is that even without tshuva, there is a kapara. And it's this taka brought like this in Shulchan Aruch. Because in Simin Shin Mem, in the halachas of Kriya, of rice in Kriya, so it talks over here about Mumorim. So the Ramah says that a Mumor is Ein Misablan Olaf. The Yesh Aimrim, Zokhtar Ramah, She Mumur Shenerag with a Goyim is Abulov. That if a Mumur is killed by Goyim, then they are Miss Abul. And the Shach says that Miss Ablin Olaf, so he says, the Kivin Shenerag, Havle Kapara. The Kivin, the Shaloi Kedin Mikdal, since he was killed improperly, Havlei Kapara, even without even a hair of tshuva, Zakashach. Even if he was not Mahara B'tshuva, Mitzablan Olav, because he has a Kapara. And even though the Ramah brings this as a Yesh Aimrim, the Shach is Matzmiya. The Shach says that Tzorachian, that even though Daki Moshe brings us only from the Goy Sashri and our Zeruah, Lufia Nithaiti, E. F. Shalachlik Alzai, you can't argue. It's often a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Zayin. Mumer Shneir B'Le'erek Echavim Kivin D'Loy Miktol Kedin Havalei Misosik Haparei Umis Ablum Olav. Even without tshuva. So I'll call upon him. It's a Klara Halach and Shulchan Aruch that if a Mumer is killed by Goyim Shaloi Kedin, so then he has a kapara even without tshuva, and it's Misablum Olav. If a person is makes stam, we paskin like the Rabbanon that it needs tshuva. Miso that tshuva is not a mechaper, and if dem Rabbeinu Yoin is mechadish, that it's the emas mavis which is mechaper. And we said it could be a nafkamina to somebody who has emas mavis and he's not actually.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.